Columbia presents Corwin. Tonight, for the first time in 3 years, Norman Corwin brings you his Odyssey of Runyon Jones.
Being a fantasy in 6 scenes and 1 act with no moral attached. The 5th program, incidentally, of this series.
Starring Michael Artist as Runyon.
And illuminated by an original musical score composed and conducted by Alexander Semler.
Department of Lost Dogs?
Yes?
I'm looking for my dog.
Your name?
Runyon Jones.
Runyon?
Yes, sir. It's a terrible name, but Mother says I'll like it when I grow up because it's distinguished, she says. The other boys all call me Onion.
What's the name of your dog?
Putsy.
Putsy?
Yes, sir. He's very smart, sir.
When did you lose him?
Yesterday morning.
Where?
Right outside my house. He was chasing an automobile.
Why?
He wanted to bite the tires, I think.
Front or rear?
All of them.
What happened?
The car ran over him.
And then?
He was killed, sir.
Then you're on the wrong floor. This is the Department of Lost Dogs. What you want is the Department of Deceased Dogs.
Where is that, sir?
2 flights up. Here, take this slip and hand it to the man at the desk.
Thank you, sir. Department of Diseased Dogs?
Deceased, not diseased. Let me see that slip.
Yes, sir.
Putsy. You Runyon Jones?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Let me look at the file. Jones, J. Orlando, Penelope, Pluto, Putsy Jones. Mm-hmm. 1.5 years old, inveterate auto chaser, leash, attitude. Young man, I don't think there's anything we can do for you.
You can't find Putsy?
Ordinarily, in a good many cases, when a boy's dog dies from old age or natural causes, or is merely run over while chasing a cat in line of duty, or is fatally wounded in a fight with other dogs, we can make arrangements with St. Bernard, the proprietor of Dog Heaven, for the return of the animal on a limited basis.
What's a limited basis?
But in the case of Putsy, he's down in the files as an inveterate auto chaser and tire nipper class 4. Also, it is known that he's resisted leashes, that he bit a dog catcher on August 11th last, and that he stayed out all night on 3 separate occasions. I'm sorry to say he's not in Dog Heaven.
No? Gosh. Are you sure, mister? Couldn't he have snuck in when nobody was looking?
He is not in Dog Heaven, and that settles that.
Well, where is he then?
In the place where all ill-behaved curs are punished. Purgatory.
Where's that? I'll go there.
Oh, no. Impossible.
But he won't chase any more automobiles. I swear it. Look, honest, I'll spit on my hand and touch my forehead 3 times.
What's that mean?
That's the secret oath, the Elmwood Street AC, which means Pledge of Honor.
Nevertheless, it will be impossible.
But, Poots, he'll be lonely without me. I have to find him.
Please go now. I'm busy.
But, gee whiz, I came all the way
now
here.
Now, go quietly, Mr. Jones, or I shall have to call an officer.
I won't go. I won't go without Putsy. You got him somewhere and you're hiding him on.
Now, listen here.
I won't listen. You give me my dog back or I'll kick you in the shins. Putsy!
No.
Putsy!
No.
You locked him up and you won't let me have him because you want to keep him for yourself. I know.
No. Stop kicking me. Stop that.
What's
going on here? This young ruffian is a perversive character.
Because
his name is Jones.
Quiet. I think you'd both better explain the matter to the superintendent of the division.
I certainly will. I'm not going to stand for being kicked in the shins by any young brat who happens to come along. No wonder his dog's in purgatory. I can see where the animal learned his bad manners.
You take that back. I did not teach Putzi his bad manners. He taught himself.
Now quiet, both of you, and follow me. We'll explain it all to the super.
I will tell the super what you said.
I see. Well, there are things to be said for both sides. Now, first of all, I suggest that you two shake hands and apologize to each other.
Well, all right. I'm sorry I kicked you in the shins, mister.
That's all right. I may possibly have lost my temper a bit, too.
Yes. And now, Mr. Jones, let me explain what the clerk was trying to tell you. We do not keep any dogs here on the premises. The most we can do is to refer applications to the right parties. It so happens we have connections with Dog Heaven through our good friend St. Bernard. But unfortunately, there's no contact whatsoever, none at all, with Kurgatory.
Well, isn't there any way of getting to Kurgatory, sir? Because I'll go myself if you'll only tell me how to get there, sir. I got here by myself.
Clerk, there's obviously quite an attachment to the dog in this case.
He was attached to a leash, but he kept breaking away on account he liked to run fast.
Yes. Now, Mr. Jones, I think you're a likely lad. So I'm going to tell you frankly that the chances of your ever getting Putzi back are very, very slim.
They are? Why is that, sir?
Because Kurgatory is a great, great distance away and extremely hard to get to. In fact, nobody we know seems to know just how one does get there. But if you're willing to take risks and chances...
Yes, sir, I'll do anything. Gee whizzikers, if you only knew Putzi...
Then I'll tell you how to get somebody who may know somebody who knows somebody else who can send you to the right place so that you might be able to find out how to set out for Kurgatory.
Gosh, would you, sir?
Glad to. Clerk, get me Form 5, the blue slip, and also applications for the interdivisional visa and interdepartmental passport. Then clip on the transfer coupons and the pink manifest.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Jones, this is what you do. There's only one person I know who can possibly set you on the right track, and that's the head of the Division of Time. We call him Father Time. His place is quite far, and you'll have to make several changes before you get there. That's what all the tickets are for.
Shall I say you sent me?
Oh, that won't do much good. He's very busy, and he won't have much time to talk to you. Tell him quickly what you're after, and if he can assist you, he'll tell you quickly. He hates to waste time.
The papers, sir.
Very good. Mr. Jones, will you fill out this blank and sign these two while I stamp these documents?
Yes, sir.
Clerk, see that he gets put safely on the golden escalator with instructions to change at the Enterheaven Junction for the Nebula Express.
Wouldn't it be better for him to take the westbound power special? That crosses the meridian 2 light hours ahead of the Neb.
Yes, but then he'd have to wait at Asterion for the ecliptic local. It's better the other way.
Maybe you're right.
Have you finished, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir. I got an ink spot all over the sheet here. Will that make any difference?
No. Well, Mr. Jones, I guess that does it.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Gosh, Putzi's sure gonna be glad to see me.
Don't be too sure you'll find him, because you're liable to be disappointed, you know. But good luck, anyway.
Thank you.
Now, young man, if you come with me, I'll see that you get onto the golden escalator.
All right, I'm coming. Say that you came all the way here to ask if I know anybody who can help you find a dog named
Putsy?
Yes, Father Time.
Don't you realize that I'm very busy?
Yes, Father Time, but it won't take you long to tell me whether...
Quiet, quiet. I've got to listen for the time signals. Means that the eclipse of three moons on Jupiter was right on time.
He was a little dog about so...
When you hear the time signal, it will be exactly 1:62 on Uranus.
Ah, shucks. That was 37 thousandths of a second late. I must make a note of that. We'd have to make it up in the year 7,302,000,000. Now, what was it you wanted, little man?
Well, sir, could you tell me how I could get to Kirgatory? Because my dog, Putsy...
Oh, yes, yes. Was he a delinquent dog?
No, sir, a mongrel.
When you hear the musical note, it will be the 172nd millionth anniversary of the birth of the first dinosaur.
Remind me to send an anniversary message of facilitations to M.N.
What did you say, sir?
So you weren't paying attention, huh?
Yes, I was, but I only came
here... Never mind. Now, where did you say your dog was?
In Kirgatory. I just wanted to know how to get there.
Uh-huh. Well, now, the only way that... My, look at that green clock. It's getting towards morning on Neptune already. Now, who is that calling me at these hours? F.T. speaking. What are you wasting my time for? What do you want? You need a shipment of sand for the Pleiades? Why? What? Can you imagine that, Mr. Phones? He says the sands of time are running low all through the archipelago of the Pleiades. Huh? All right. We're digging some new pits on Betelgeuse, and you'll get your order in 2 shakes of a comet's tail. Goodbye. Finest platinum sand in the system. It's... Well, now, what are you doing here?
Don't you remember, Father Time? I'm the one who was looking for my dog.
Oh, yes. Mr. Bones.
No, Jones.
You're from Earth, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, then I want you to know that I am heartily ashamed of the kind of time that they have down there in Greenwich.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to understand why.
Yes, sir.
Because it's so mean. It's pretty mean time.
Yes, sir.
And now about you and your dog. I don't know where Kirgatory is at all. It used to be on Sirius, the dog star. But the neighbors complained so about the piteous howling and whining which came from there. Well, they had to move.
Why was there howling and whining?
Why, because all the dogs in Kirgatory are tortured, of course.
Does it hurt them bad?
Well, naturally. What a question. Why, I've heard there are fleas in Kirgatory as big as a lion. That's only one of the attractions.
Is there some way I could find out how to get there?
Well, the only one that I know who could possibly help you is M.N.
M.N.?
Listen, don't you know anything, lad? Mother Nature.
Oh.
Well, there goes the vernal equinox on Aldebaran. Now, Mr. Putsy.
No, that's my dog.
A quiet, Putsy. Now, here's how you get to M.N.'s place.
When
first,
you hear the note of the base bhutan, that will be time for all visitors who are not invited to get ready to leave.
Funny name.
Yes, ma'am.
And you came here to ask me...
Well, Father Time said you might know where it is.
Well, I don't, little boy. But let me think. I'll tell you who might. Just off the main skyway between Castor and Pollux, before you get to the red light of MacBuddha, there's a harpy who...
Excuse me, Mrs. Nature, but these papers have to be signed right away if you want to get them on the Solar Limited.
Yes. Excuse me, Runyon.
Yes, ma'am.
Formal complaint about an earthquake in California. Test specimen of a new metal for the mountains of East Orion. New species of ants for the Antilles. Replace two worn rings on Saturn. A petition of 26 butterflies of the order Rapalocera.
Hello.
Hello.
You from Battlebees?
No, ma'am. I'm from Des Moines.
Looking for a job?
No, ma'am. I want to find my dog.
Oh. Purgatory?
Yes, sir.
That's too bad. No chance, kid.
There. That's finished. Here, Blossom, take these and see that they... Wait a minute. What's that you have in your hand?
A vacuum bottle, ma'am. Some nectar in case I get hungry on the way.
Don't you know I abhor a vacuum? Give me that. Now, Blossom, don't let me lose my patience with you again. If you get hungry, there's plenty to drink in the Milky Way.
Yes, Mother Nature.
Now, Runyon, as I was saying, this harpy is a very strange spirit, full of lots of esoteric knowledge.
Does he know where I can find Putsy?
Well, that I can't tell you. But there's no harm asking. Incidentally, it's a she, not a he. In fact, she's more commonly known as an it.
Does it bite?
Oh, no. But you may have difficulty understanding it because of the way this harpy talks. You will have to hold this little charm. Oh, now, where did I put it? Oh, yes, here it is. You will have to hold this in your left hand while the harpy talks in order to make out anything at all.
Gee, isn't it pretty? It's like an Aggie in marbles.
Yes, it's the most charming charm I have. Don't lose it now, because it has the power of translating the harpy's language into your own.
No, ma'am, I won't lose it. I'll take care of it like as if it was Putsy. Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, it. Putsy. No, P-O-O-T-Z-Y. Chasing an automobile. Well, yes, well, you see how it is, sir. I mean... A giant? But does it bite? But does he know where Putsy is? You don't know whether he knows? Gosh, nobody seems to know where Purgatory is. I hope he does. How do I get there, Miss Harpy? I mean, the Harpy.
So you've come here expecting me to tell you where Purgatory is.
Yes, sir, if you know what I mean.
Of course I know.
You do? Oh, gee, will you tell me, please? Oh, gee, gosh, Timony, heck, then you know where Putsy is.
Do you think I'm going to tell a little squirt where Purgatory is? Why, I haven't told anybody anything for 67 million years, and I don't see why I should start in now.
But it's Putsy. Don't you understand? Putsy. Putsy's there. If you tell me, I can go get him.
Putsy. Sure. I don't care if Putsy's there. Now, beat it, small fry. I got worries of my own. Me with two heads to feed and four sets of teeth. Two uppers and two lowers to clean every night. Go on, beat it.
Please, Mr. Giant, please.
What'd you ever do for me?
Nothing, but I'll do anything. anything you want me to if I get Pudsey back.
As if you could do something for me. Go on now, scram before I squash you with my little finger.
But listen to me.
Don't take up my valuable time. Who sent you here in the first place, anyway?
The harpy.
The harpy?
Yes, sir.
You don't say. Step on my thumbnail here. And don't slip. I want to talk to you very confidentially. Come up here, near my ear.
Ooh, you're lifting me up so high, I'm afraid to look down.
Now, what do you know about the harpy?
Well, it told me how to get here. It gave me full directions.
It? What are you talking about?
The harpy, sir.
Miss Harpy to you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Well, how the heck of her could you understand her?
Well, that was easy.
Easy? I've been trying to get next to that creature for the last 4 million years. And every time I ask her for a date, she gives me queer talk. I can't make her out. I think she's stringing me along.
You mean she talks like this?
Yeah. Say, how'd you do that?
Well, I'll tell you how, if you tell me how to reach Kurgatory.
Oh, businessman, eh?
No, I just want to swap you, that's all.
Well, all right, tell me how.
Oh, no, first you tell me how to reach Kurgatory.
Well, that's fair enough. Mind you, you're not fooling me now. What you tell me better work.
Sure, it works like a charm. No fooling.
All right, then. Now, get this, kid. First, you go up through that cloud of meteor dust there on the trim tram, and then you change at Sand Sunspot for the Sidereal Ferry. And after that, you go...
That was merely the soul of a wolf passing by the Kurgatorium.
Does it bite?
Don't be alarmed, Mr. Jones. You see, the nearby wolves, who occupy what is known as loop and limbo, resent certain of the policies in practice here in Kurgatory, to say nothing of the smell.
They do?
Ah, that means the board of directors has reached a decision on your application. We can go in now.
Mr. Jones, will you sit here?
Thank you.
Gentlemen of the board, this is Mr. Runyon Jones of Earth, whose request to be reunited with his dog, Pootsie, is number 17,006,012,000. We've just discussed.
Mr. Jones.
How do you do, Mr. Jones?
Jones, we have gone into this matter most carefully.
That's good.
We fully appreciate the pains to which you have gone and the trouble...
Oh, it was nothing.
...you've taken. We're also aware of the unusual devotion you have shown the said Pootsie. And all these factors have entered into our decision.
Yes, sir. Then can I see Pootsie and have him back?
The unanimous decision of the board of directors is that you may not.
What? You mean I can't...
Sorry, but it is entirely contrary to the established rules and regulations of the institution. If we made an exception for you, it might lead to all kinds of complications.
But can I see Pootsie for just a minute?
Sorry, Jones.
Not even for a teeny-weeny second. Just to peek at him through the bars and whistle at him like this.
We are all very sorry, Jones, but nothing can be done for you. Incidentally, it may be of some consolation to you to know that there are no bars in Kurgatory.
That's good. Do you torture Putzi Bear? He's got a lame foot, you know. Always had a... I hope you don't hurt him awful.
What do you mean by that?
Cat propaganda.
Just a moment, Jota. I am proud to say that we do not torture any dogs in Kirgatory. Where did you get that terrible idea?
Father Time told me.
Father Time.
Why, don't take any stock in anything he says, Jones.
We shouldn't like this to get back to Father Time, but between you and us, strictly entre nous, that job of his seems to have got the better of him. He's more or less known as a crackpot.
That torture talk is nonsense.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, we've got a big docket to clear. Hadn't we better show Jones how to get back to the Sidereal Ferry?
Yes, Jones. I'm afraid that closes the case. Sorry.
This way out, Jones.
Can I say just one more thing, gentlemen?
Well, you'll have to make it fast.
Putzi's a good dog. He didn't mean to bite no tires. He just wanted to race the cars to show me how fast he could run. And he could have run faster if he wasn't lame in the leg. And the time he bit the dog catcher, that big bum...
Jones, that's no kind of language.
Well, he was a big bum. He hurt Putzi, and Putzi wasn't doing no harm to nobody. He was just chasing a cat about to staying out all night. That was because he saw me talking to Eddie Mays' bulldog, and he got jealous. You can't blame a dog for that, can you? Honest, Putzi's the best dog in the world. Or else... What did I come all this way for him?
What about the day the auto ran over him and killed him? Didn't he break away from your leash?
No, sir. The leash broke.
Are you sure of that, Jones? Jones?
No, sir.
Then the said Putzi did break away.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are again. Please understand that we are sorry, but there's nothing we can do. Next item, gentlemen.
This way out, Mr. Jones.
Goodbye. Until Putzi, I...
Yes. I'll tell him.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Putzi. Can you hear me?
No, he cannot. I will tell him goodbye for you.
Thank you, sir.
Wait a minute. Jones, where did you get that mark over your right eye?
Oh, this... Oh, that was nothing. I got that in the accident.
What accident?
When I tried to prevent Putzi from being run over.
And?
Nothing.
Well, didn't you reach Putzi in time?
No, sir. Almost. But you see, the car ran over me first.
Over
the
car ran over him?
Yes, sir. That's how I got killed.
Well, now...
We might consider the 7th Kirgatory closing.
Just a moment, Jones. Now, gentlemen... I really think this puts a new complexion on the case.
Yes, this is a dog of another color.
Absolutely.
Is there a legal precedent for this?
Yes, of course.
Jones, the status of the case is changed by the fact that you gave your life to save your dog. That comes under the priorities ruling affecting the 7th clause of the Constitution of Kirgatory.
I see. Well, goodbye, Jim.
No. You don't understand. You can have the said Putzi back.
I can see Putzi?
Yes, sir. We'll release the said Putzi from Kirgatory in your custody.
You mean now?
Yes. The officer will take you.
Come, Mr. Jones.
Yes, right away. Thanks. Gee.
Down at the end of the long corridor. Well, here we are. He's right inside that door.
Is he right inside there?
Yeah. Just open the door and walk right in.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Jones?
Do I look all right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones.
have been listening to The Odyssey of Runyon Jones, written, directed, and produced by Norman Corwin for CBS and starring Michael Artist in the role of Runyon Jones. The original musical score was composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Script of The Odyssey of Runyon Jones appears in the book 13 by Corwin. Next week at this time, Columbia presents, as the sixth in the current series, Corwin's new musical pasquinade entitled You Can Dream, Incorporated, again with an original musical score by Alexander Semler. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.